much about.
Why do we have to get up so early?
I'm gonna need more coffee.
Coffee's for people who don't have adrenaline!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Be honest. What is it about me that no one respects? Is it my hair? Yeah. I'm thinking about getting a new haircut. Changing stuff up. Maybe getting like an Arnie Schwarzenegger jingle all the way type of haircut. You know, short, tall, and stiff. Kind of like how I like my men.
Educates, syncopates, radio communicates, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
And now.
Hey, guys. I smashed one of my balls in the refrigerator door.
Our feature presentation.
I don't think we need to know everything.
No.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday, the 8th of March.
Allie.
Bean.
Happy Ladies Are the Best Day.
It's International Women's Day. Thank you, Bean.
That's right. I knew it had a name. I couldn't remember what it was.
No, it's implied.
Happy Chicks Are Good.
Chicks Are Good
Day. Also implied.
Hey, yeah. Chip, happy aren't gals the neatest?
Thanks, Bean.
There's a certain amount of women seem to be taken off, and I'm not sure I understand the coordination, the plan. But I'm grateful that that you guys are here and Christine as well in the office. But
Allie, how is off today? Trust me, I think that
you thought about
mornings.
It.
It's
just,
not too
I'm
late.
Wondering how the did was there a meeting and you just decided not to or how is it decided who goes into work today or school and who doesn't?
It's a total personal choice. Mm-hmm. If you have the privilege not to go into work, great. If you want to go into work, great. I'm seeing a lot of women online going back and forth with each other about what today is. Mm. Defeating the purpose, sweeties.
Should I be leaving Kevin alone, too?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That's a great question, Chip. I think you have
Just let him sink, Chip.
You have a moral and a legal obligation to be there as a backstop, Chip. So, okay. So pretty much it's whatever you celebrate it the way you want to celebrate it.
Yes. That's how I feel. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
It's two separate things, though, that you're talking about. It's International Women's Day, and then it's also a lot of women are not going into work, and that's a day without women. So it's two totally separate things.
Well, that's just confusing.
Here's all you need to know. Just don't use the word actually today, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
Why?
Okay.
Okay.
Is that the symbol that you're being mansplained to?
It's just, yeah. Actually, I'll get 50 now. Actually, today, Allie,
to correct
is,
you, I see.
Yeah.
I got it.
Just
got it.
No actually.
Don't
today.
Do that. Okay.
Yeah, just
okay.
Today.
So
go back to it tomorrow.
It's a day without actually, really,
yes,
is what it is.
That's what I like to say.
All right. Do I have time to tell you about little Tyler Bishop, the world's greatest hide-and-seek player?
Uh-oh.
Sure.
Do you guys ever play hide-and-seek when you were a kid?
Yeah, but it always made me have to go poop.
It was too stressful?
I'd get so nervous when I was hiding. It just made me really anxious.
We don't need to know everything.
But the worst thing that could happen, Allie, was that you would be found. It's not like if you got found, you'd be taken to prison or something.
But then I'd be out. I wanted to win.
You're just playing with your friends, though. Okay. Kevin, how about you? You play hide-and-seek?
I assume I did, sure.
You don't remember?
No.
All right, this is a story out of Australia. Actually, I have a news report on this. This was a game of hide-and-seek. Little Tyler, 7 years old, I think. Let's say he's seven. Was so successful that the police ended up getting involved.
All right.
So let's find out how that worked.
5-year-old Tyler went missing yesterday.
Hey, guess what? He's five, you guys.
Okay.
He's five.
Today evening, Dad Matthew was looking after the kids while Mum Kayla went to the cinema with her girlfriends.
Okay, so Dad's at home. Now, it's unclear.
Oh, Dad. I thought you said Dad... Dead Matthew, and I was like, what the hell? Who's Dead Matthew?
No, no, Dad.
She's
speaking the Australian.
Okay.
So Dad's at home. Now, it's unclear whether it's just Tyler's dad and Tyler who are playing hide-and-seek, or if he's overseeing a bunch of kids that are playing hide-and-seek. It's unclear.
I hope it's the next sentence.
But but it's at some point Tyler is good at this game and he goes missing. So mom's out. She went to the movies with some girlfriends. Okay.
But not long after she left, panic. Tyler was nowhere to be found.
He was freaking out. Yeah. So when he rang me, he was like, I can't find him.
By the way, like women already don't think, for the most part, this has been my experience, is that women never think that the dad is going to do a good job of looking after the kids. I mean, you are just really rolling the dice.
For the most part, that's accurate.
I feel like she didn't even get to the movie. She was on her way to the movie. Yeah. And dad's like,
Come on. You can't give me 30 minutes.
Right, exactly. Barely out of the house, and dad's already lost their son. So he calls. He's panicked.
But Tyler had decided to hide in Kayla's car. She says he must have slipped in when she stopped to open the gate to their Gidgiganup property.
Okay, now let me break that
down.
Please. So, first of all, and I looked it up, they live in Gidgiganup.
Oh, I love
it. Is where they live. They live on Tudier Road in Gidgiganup. So Tyler wasn't – the reason you couldn't find them at the house is because he decided to hide in the trunk of mom's car.
He's so good at this.
Right? The boot's the trunk, right?
I guess.
So he's hiding in the car.
I don't speak Australian.
Mom doesn't know her son's in the car when she leaves to meet her friends at the movie, so she drives Tyler away from the house. No wonder dad's freaking out and can't find the kid, right?
But Tyler not calling out to mom. Mm-hmm.
No, he's hiding.
Just hiding.
Yeah.
Just hiding. Well, now you heard the mom say she thinks he must have fallen asleep once he got in there because it's unlike him to be quiet for that long. So she drives all the way to the movie theater, which is 15 miles away, by the way, has no idea her kid's in the car.
Turns out he was playing the ultimate game of hide and seek. He would have had to have been asleep. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been quiet for that long. Kayla drove about 25 kilometres away to Midland Gate. Unaware Tyler was locked in the boot, Kayla sat down to watch a movie.
Love to know what they were going to see, by the way. I assume it's Logan. They don't mention in the story.
Why does that matter?
It was a passerby who noticed 5-year-old Tyler in a car parked here at Midland Gate Shops. Thinking the worst, he called security, who then managed to get Tyler to unlock the car.
Now, if Tyler was in the trunk,
From the trunk through the back seat in a lot of cars.
That's a smart 5-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Or 7 or however old he is.
Yeah, we don't know.
12.
I think that's a difficult maneuver is to push those seats
back. Are you
back,
calling Kevin. BS?
I'm just saying.
I don't think it is in a lot of cars.
I think there's a latch or something or a button or something. It's unlikely.
Who's
that
more likely to have crawled from a trunk into a backseat?
Well, you probably
looking
have.
At okay. Yeah.
All right. So I guess a passerby in the theater parking lot does the right thing. You see a kid alone, a 5-year-old alone in the car, mm-hmm. right? You let somebody know because that's not cool.
They then called police. When officers realized what had happened, Tyler was quickly reunited with his relieved parents.
And where did you go?
Mommy's car.
Emily Baker, 7 News.
All right, so there you go. So all's well that ends well.
Here is the amazing thing about that story. Mom just finds it funny.
Yeah.
She really did.
It's just funny.
She's like, he was in the booth.
taking a little nap.
Oh. Do you think that she handed him off to dad and she went to see a later movie?
That's a great point as well, Allie. I would like some sort of in-depth follow-up.
Yeah, I would like to know if he was grounded in any way. What was the punishment?
The husband?
Why is he all unlocking doors willy-nilly for strangers? Yeah. A lot of things need to be discussed with this story.
This is a mystery. I agree.
All right, let's talk about this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
What's that all about?
Listener Beatrice needs our help. Apparently she's been together with a guy for a while, and he listens to our show. And I guess they've been together for
11 years.
11 years.
Not just together, Kevin. My understanding is married.
No ring.
They're married, yet she never got an engagement ring.
Well, I mean, that's on her, right?
we'll have to ask
her. Happy International Women's Day, you guys.
We'll have to ask her.
You can tell her that.
Yep. We have Jeff Probst on the program today, the host of Survivor.
Love Jeff.
The season's called Game Changers.
I think it's the 34th season of Survivor.
That's crazy. Sounds right.
Wow.
The Wheel of Bad Animal Voices, because it's Wednesday. Always love that. Will Arnett is on the show today.
Oh, love him so much.
He's Batman.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Bean. We have your tickets for Incubus and Jimmy Eat World. That's coming up this morning just after 9 o'clock. And at 7:20, we have all the details on Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness.
Yay!
Love this night so much.
Yeah.
Every year. So we got all the details, who's playing, where it is, when it is.
tickets, everything you need to know coming up this morning at 7:20 on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, LANOC's alternative rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:51.
It is Wednesday morning. Time for our very first look at the Showbiz Beat. Our friend Ralph Garman just walked in. What's going on? What's hot off the presses this morning, Ralph?
I have the most respect for women, okay? Nobody has more respect for women than I do. Tremendous respect, believe me.
See his tweet this morning?
No.
Did an actual spit take.
You did?
Yes. I was like just reading my Twitter feed. And I was like,
do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
I have tremendous respect for women and the many roles they serve that are vital to the fabric of our society and our economy.
Tremendous respect, okay? Roles. Hooker.
What?
Hooker, maid, mm-hmm. beauty pageant contestant, all the roles that women have.
Yeah.
Love them.
Happy International Women's Day, ladies. It doesn't seem like the most authentic thing coming from Donald Trump with his his history. I mean, he is the grabber by the pee guy,
what
right?
What the? How dare you?
He's that guy.
Snowflake.
This guy's doing all right on International Women's Day. This Lucky Blue Smith. You familiar with Lucky Blue Smith?
No.
You know Lucky Blue.
Who's that?
Okay. You know Lucky Blue Smith.
All right, we know him.
All right.
Ben?
He's the 18-year-old male supermodel. Lucky Blue Smith. Hmm. Part of the famous Smith modeling family.
Of course. I assume that.
His sisters, Piper America, Starley Cheyenne, and Daisy Clementine Smith.
Oh, they're all household names.
You know all the Smiths.
Ridiculous.
They couldn't be more famous.
Not only are they
famous. I don't know who any of those people are.
Not only are they famous models, but they also have a surf rock band called the Atomics.
And I bet they're great.
They're great. So Lucky Blue Smith, who's 18 years old, drummer for the surf rock band The Atomics, has announced that he and his supermodel girlfriend, Stormy Bree,
come on now,
are expecting their first child together. She's 26.
Oh.
And he's 18. Hmm. And they're both impossibly good looking.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also a drummer for a surf rock band made up of his hot sisters. It's like a movie. It's like a superhero or something.
But
it's like Buckaroo Banzai. Who is this kid?
But if you saw this script, you would go, tone it down a bit. No one's going to buy it.
He's not going to be 18 years old, fathering a baby with a 26-year-old supermodel, and he travels the world with his surf rock band, with his sisters, and he's on the cover of Vogue and Dolce Gabbana.
How are they in a surf rock band from Spanish Fork, Utah?
Right? They moved to Los Angeles when Lucky Blue was just 12.
How do you know this? Are you serious?
Oh, I'm all about Lucky Blue.
Stop it!
You kidding me? I'm Team Lucky Blue.
What's going on?
Ralph's been saying that for years.
Lucky Blue. I'm all about Lucky Blue. Come on. Yeah, so congratulations, Lucky Blue and Stormy. That's going to be a good-looking kid.
What if it's not?
Right?
It's always
awesome.
Yep. What do they do?
Lucky Blue and Stormy Bree have just a hideous...
Yep.
Funk child. Then what happens? The kid has to go into something awful, like become a doctor or a lawyer or
Blech.
A scientist.
Right.
Use his brain. Oh, they'd be so disappointed. The parents
now,
would be like, we have a smart, ugly kid. Ow! It's such, he's awful. We hate him.
Are you booking them for Weenie Roast? Is that going to be your contribution this year?
The Atomics!
Yeah, get the Atomics on the bill.
Bring the Atomics. Ladies and gentlemen, you know them. Lucky Blue, Piper America, Starley Cheyenne, and Daisy Clementine. They are the Atomics.
Surf rock, right.
Yeah. I don't think you understand.
Right.
They play surf rock.
Right, we get that.
I'm obsessed now with this whole family. He's 18, she's 26. What happens when she gets old, when she's like 30?
Yeah.
Is he going to completely lose interest?
And does that break up the band? Can they still work together?
No.
He's not married to his sister.
He's not married to his sister, dumbass.
Try and keep up.
Come on. Pay attention.
His sisters are in the band. 26-year-old's his wife or girlfriend.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Bean.
Right. Lucky Blue.
Come on.
Stormy Bree.
Stormy right? Bree.
Come on, get with it.
Stormy yes, with an eye, by the way.
Of course.
Of course, it has to be Stormy. I would
expect nothing less. And a heart instead of a dot over that eye.
I'm giving you Lucky Blue and Stormy Bree updates every day for the rest of my career so. Here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Have the Atomics recorded anything? Do they have anything up on SoundCloud or something we can listen to?
Of course.
Maybe that's for later then.
Piper America, Starley Cheyenne, Daisy Clementine, and Lucky Blue don't get together and not record their music.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that later then.
Congratulations to Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live. He announced yesterday on Instagram that he's quit drugs. He's happy and sober for the first time in 8 years.
Wow.
So there's a lot of concern over at Saturday Night Live that he might start getting funny.
Oh, wow.
Have to wait and see. That's what they've been waiting for.
So harsh.
He does mostly play himself on that show, which is odd.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah.
He's painfully unfunny.
He's not great.
No.
No.
But maybe it's just because he was high all the
time.
That
might be it. Maybe this is the thing that turns him around.
He sobers up now, and next thing you know, hilarious.
Oh, that would be great. You know who his lady friend is, right?
It's not Stormy Bree.
It is not.
I know that much.
No,
right?
it's Larry David's daughter. So, I mean, he's dating funny royalty.
Oh.
So maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pete Davidson's entire shtick on Saturday Night Live is, so I'm young, okay? And I grew up in New York. But sure, I'm young. Back to you, Colin Jost.
Ralph is not exaggerating.
It's
really?
Serious. That's like it's one thing he does. I'm really young, so I look at a lot of things on the internet. Back to you, Michael Che.
It's just a weird role.
It is. He's pointless. He's no Lucky Blue Smith, I'll tell you that much.
Right?
No.
But who is?
Right? And Chris Brown might be dead soon. So that's
okay.
The upside.
Wow.
Apparently, he has a serious drug problem. This according to Wendy Williams, who sounded off on her daytime talk show this week about the fact that often his bodyguards have to take his pulse while they're partying to make sure he's still alive.
Whoa.
That doesn't seem like much of a party.
No.
I don't know. Chris Brown? I'd be like, we'll check it later. See what
right,
happens.
Right.
Whatever happens.
Let's have our party and ignore him.
And the theory as to why the Inner Circle won't do anything about his serious drug use is that, according to Wendy Williams again, half the people want to fuel the beast because it's easier to steal a Rolex, sneakers, or money when he's nice and juiced up. So apparently they're taking advantage of him in his adult state, which I'm all for. Whatever.
I feel
it takes,
like I should feel bad right now,
no,
but
no,
I just don't.
No, you shouldn't.
At all.
No. I'm like, I'm all for it. Whatever it takes. All right, today's celebrity birthdays. Milana Weintraub. We love her.
We love her.
Love.
She's very good on This Is Us.
Love her so much. She's on This Is Us?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's amazing.
We have to start
She's
watching.
Really good.
It's only like the best show ever.
Okay. Ease.
Just saying.
I know your answer is going to be you're busy and you have other things to do.
To the E.
But This Is Us really has been tremendous, Ralph, and I think you would enjoy it very much.
Phenomenal.
Okay.
Like one of the best shows ever.
Which I
in
will.
In the history of television.
Bag I'm glad you're not overstating.
No. Nope.
Bag Desert.
Oh, you can't. I'm just no, you're already in the bag.
Kat Von D. is 35 years old today. James Van Der Beek celebrates his 40th birthday. Freddie Prinze Jr. is 41. A lot of heartthrobs on this list. Like Lester Holt. News anchor Lester Holt.
Is she a heartthrob?
Oh, the ladies love Holt. Can't get enough L. Holt.
Yeah.
He has no upper lip, by the way.
Really doesn't.
No upper lip?
Tonight on NBC News. It's like missing an upper lip. He had I think a monkey ripped it off or something.
A lipectomy.
He got too close to something at the zoo and lost a lip. Hello, I'm Lester Holt. Where's your lip? Lester Holt? That's the only thing I'd say before I turned the channel. And singer Gary Numan. You know the Numans? Remember that video? Just him behind a big triangle, just stopping and like playing tambourine.
It's been a very visual.
Good old days. The good old days. of videos when you can just stand in front of a neon triangle
and do nothing.
Do nothing. Just go, and then just like freeze, like play freeze tag with yourself. That's when videos are videos, man.
Right?
Look it up, kids. You'll be happy you did. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
One of our favorite guests, Jeff Probst, joins us in about 30 minutes or so. A little less than that here on K-Rock. He, of course, the host of Survivor. Do you think there's ever come a time, I guess we can ask him, has there ever come a time where he's thought, I just don't want to go live in Mosquitoville for another 3 weeks?
Probably. Mm-hmm.
But he still keeps coming back.
But I agree with your first statement, which is we could ask him.
We will. Maybe we'll ask him. Maybe I'm wasting a lot of time right now, and that's not necessary at all.
Dave, the King of Mexico, posted this on the Kevin and Bean Instagram. It's a note on a door, and it says, do not kill this spider. His name is Fred, and he eats the gnats in the office. He's a pretty chill guy. Party hard, Fred.
And we why'd you post that, Dave?
I just thought it was funny. And I know spiders just bring this reaction out of people. And it's either let's kill the spider or, hey, it's a spider. It's going to kill the bugs. Leave it alone. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we got a bunch of comments, of course. One was fire beer mug, make Fred the new guy, call Fred at work with the wheel of great animal voices. So he's on the thumbs up for Fred. Here's another one, just kill Fred. Now, Bean, where do you come down on this? I think you're a spider lover. Am I correct?
Look, this is ridiculous. And when Dave told me that this is a conversation that he's been having in his own house with his own girlfriend, I don't understand how this is a conversation that still exists
Agreed.
In the world.
Agreed. You don't have a conversation. You kill the spider and move on with your life. Why are you arguing?
Here's the thing, guys. There are two poisonous spiders in North America. Just two. The brown recluse and the black widow. That's it. Every other spider is your friend. None of the other spiders will bite you. None of the other spiders will hurt you. All the other spiders will do is kill hundreds of insects a year that you don't want. Things like mosquitoes.
Is there a shortage of spiders?
And who has a ton of insects in their house? Get out of my house, Fred.
The reason you don't have a ton of insects in your house is because every once in a while, a Good Samaritan spider shows up and does the hard work for you. And you should be applauding that spider.
Nah. So keep him and let him do his thing. Keep Fred.
There are two choices when you see a spider. You either let him alone, just leave him be wherever he is in your house because he's not going to hurt you, or you pick him up and put him outside. Those are the only two choices. Anything else is absurd.
LOL_Will says, knock him the F out. That sounds like another option.
All right. So
it's an odd one, because how do you knock out a spider?
Right.
Yeah, it does seem like,
hard.
Where is that coming from, by the way?
I think people hate spiders.
Yeah. Why?
Well, how am I supposed to explain it? I'm not a fan of spiders. If I see a spider,
then you should be able to explain it because you have this affliction. Why are you afraid of spiders?
You can't really explain that. You just are.
Is it about it? How is a spider going to hurt you? What can it possibly do to you that impacts your life?
Into your mouth, and then it buries itself in your cheek, and then you have spider eggs.
Right? That sounds scientific.
And that happens when?
Tuesdays, mostly.
This guy says, ha, 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 normally I kill a spider, but I don't know. Fred seems chill.
Yeah, right? Fred is chill. Now, how's the conversation going at your house with Krista, Dave?
Well, it's like if she sees a spider, usually it's in the sink because that's where our window's to the outside. It's like bloody murder. Like this thing's trying to kill her. She screams so loud and I get so scared and I'm like, oh, it's a spider. And she'll pull out a can of Raid and just douse this spider until it is no more. It's just this poor little thing just in a pool of Raid, and now the whole freaking kitchen stinks of Raid, and we got to wash everything because there's Raid everywhere.
I think we need to find a psychiatrist for Krista.
That sounds a bit overboard. But
there's a lot of people who I know who...
She napalms the house. It easy. It's a spider.
We've got to move, Dave. It's a spider.
Yeah, if they see a spider, they won't get near it. And even if it's like a daddy long leg, which is the sissiest of spiders.
It is the sissiest of spiders. This guy says, leave Fred alone. I have a daddy long leg spider that's been living in my bedroom for months.
Listen, I mean, it doesn't help that I live in the hellmouth of spiders, and we've seen black widows in our areas, in our gardens and stuff.
Right.
Oh, good. So you know what they look like.
Yes. But, I mean, we have a lot of bugs, too, so I'm down with the spiders. Like,
Do you live in such a messy place?
I don't know. But there's a lot of, like silverfishes and, little gnats that come in from the outside.
Uh-huh.
I'm all down for the spiders killing them and eating them. So
do you think – this is a serious question, although you guys are going to think I'm kidding. Do you think that the fact that spiders have been used so often in horror movies – Is part of it. Do you think because of arachnophobia and because of Big Ass Spider and because of Lavalangela and all those films that the spider is portrayed as the big dangerous villain and maybe that has gotten in people's psyche a little
bit? Spider spewed lava, dude.
Right?
Yeah, you don't want that.
Right?
I think it's just that, you know, there's these eight legs that are crawling on you. It feels icky. Uh-huh. So that's why people freak out. Like, do you freak out, Ellie?
I don't freak out. I grab a tissue and my day's done.
Same. Yeah. Why are you killing Fred?
It's not Fred.
It could be a close friend or relative of Fred.
She has a different spider. It's not Fred.
My spiders are dicks.
So we're down. We go. Ooh, ooh, way down we go.
Oh. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, LANOC's Alternative Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
Very busy show and a busy hour coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll talk to our friend Jeff Probst, host of Survivor, coming up right after the top of the hour. And then at 7:20, all the details you need to know about this year's Kevin and Bean April Foolishness. I think you're going to be pleased. Think you're going to like it. Think you're going to want to come to the show.
A lot of laughs. Going to be a lot of laughs.
I agree. That's all coming up. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday. What's going on?
First of all, Lucky Blue Smith.
Oh, no.
Right?
You still on this?
Listen to me. You don't know the magic that is Lucky Blue Smith.
Okay, you're right.
He is powerful. Mm-hmm. He is magical.
For people who may not have been listening last hour.
Lucky, the Lucky Ones.
Lucky Blue Smith. Lucky Ones, that's his fan base. They call themselves the Lucky Ones. No, they don't. Lucky Blue Smith is a legend. He is a male supermodel. How many male supermodels do you know?
I didn't know this one.
Exactly. Lucky Blue Smith, 18 years old, top of the world, golden boy, Dolce & Gabbana, Vogue, you name it. He's been Tom Ford. He's worn the best.
That guy. What would you need him for?
And he's got a smoking hot supermodel girlfriend named Stormy Bree. So Lucky Blue and Stormy Bree, she's 26. He's 18. He's 18 years old, and he's got a 26-year-old supermodel girlfriend.
Yeah.
Who just impregnated? What?
I like that 18-year-olds are having babies.
Right?
You're no.
Very impressed by Lucky. Listen, it's not just any 18-year-old. He's Lucky Blue.
I mean, when you put it that way.
Lucky Blue
Lucky
Blue is, think Buckaroo Banzai. He's a supermodel. He's a crime fighter. He's a rock star. He does it all.
He's the man who invented Booyah.
So he's the drummer for the Atomics, the surf rock band fronted by his three smoking hot model sisters, Piper America, Starley Cheyenne, and Daisy Clementine.
Is this real?
It is real.
He is uniquely qualified to raise a child then.
And the Atomics, you scoffed an hour ago when I tried to extol the virtues of Lucky Blue and his clan.
Because you were making it up.
The Atomics? Oh, were they playing? Oh, just Coachella, that's all. What? Coachella. They'll be there.
What time of the day?
What time of the day?
Like noon?
The Atomics will be rocking.
I have to give Ralph credit here because none of us thought they were at that level of success or acclaim.
Oh,
to be on the bill at Coachella.
Neither did Ralph when he was talking about it an hour ago. Stop it.
It's like, oh my God, they're playing Coachella.
I was into the Atomics before anybody was.
Before it was cool.
Or
it was
cool. Liar.
Here's a little taste. Here's the band, the Atomics. The Atomics.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the wrong clip.
Yeah! Right?
I mean, you know.
The Atomics with Lucky Blue on the skins. He's pounding those skins, my brother.
I'm not going to get up in time to see them at 10:30 in the morning, though.
Oh, you don't know that right now. Oh, man. I'm just saying, the Atomics, weenie roast, right?
Side stage.
No one's saying that.
No side stage. headlining.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And I'm bringing them on and maybe playing maracas. All right, let's move on to other news. Arnold Schwarzenegger was interviewed by Michael Smirkanish. You know Michael Smirkanish?
I don't. He's got that CNN show.
He does have a CNN show, and he also has his own radio show, and he had the governor on to talk about things political and showbiz. And his final question was regarding our President Trump's tweets. You know, he's still tweeting them. He tweeted them again over the weekend.
About Arnold, yeah.
He gave him another shot about how he was fired by bad ratings and Schwarzenegger's the worst. And it's inexplicable. And so Michael Smirkanish felt obligated to ask about it. And I think Arnold maybe gave the best response he possibly could.
Final question, unrelated subject, but I'd be derelict if I didn't ask. Why do you think the president is fixated on you? Why does he keep talking about you through his Twitter feed?
I think he's in love with me.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Come on!
That's awesome.
I never thought I'd say this, but I want Arnold Schwarzenegger to be our president.
I think he's in love with me.
That's the best answer!
That is pretty good.
I am not in love with a man, okay? Believe me, I could have had plenty of men. I have the best men, but I don't like them. He's spinning out right now. He's furious about that response.
Here's the thing about the president. He never misses a minute of Fox and Friends, so if they cover this story, he will hear about it, and it will upset him.
And he will tweet about it.
Yep.
Absolutely. And in music news, I don't know if you saw it on Monday, but you know Jimmy, our buddy Jimmy Kimmel on Jimmy Kimmel Live, he does Mashup Mondays.
Yep.
Where he takes two bands that have nothing to do with each other, but their names sound good together and puts them together. I don't know if you've heard this one or not, but it's worth checking out. It was Lady Antebellum and Belle Biv DeVoe performed together as Lady Antebellum Biv DeVoe.
I can't think of two bands that go together less than those two.
I don't know the first one.
Tough mashup.
Country.
Oh, country. Okay.
Yeah,
they're a country band. And Belle Biv DeVoe is not a country
right,
band.
Right, at all.
Well, you know. You're on the Wall of Fame with Belle Biv DeVoe there at Jamba Juice. In Encino, so you know all about those guys. You're very close to them. You're probably at the ceremony together. When they had the big ceremony, you probably were right next to them.
I'm not a fan of yours.
Jimmy Kimmel needs to have the Atomics on, right? That's who he needs.
I mean,
best
no.
band in the world.
Really?
Oh, the sexy Smiths. Today's celebrity birthdays.
So weird.
Milana Weintraub. How much do we love her?
She's the best.
She's so talented. And she gets a good deal on phones, too, I bet. She's 30 years old. Kat Von D.
Love her, too.
35. James Vanderbeek, 40. Freddie Prinze Jr., 41. Lester Holt turns 58. And singer Gary Numan. Gary Numan is 59.
By the way, still recording, still touring, still popular in many places around the world.
I
find popular.
He's Gary Numan.
People still go to see him and listen to his music.
I heard he's opening Coachella for the Atomics. Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I can hear the music. 106.7 K-Rock. K-R-O-Q. Mm-hmm. It's Rodney on the Rock. You just heard a whole set of all the themes that I had on my show.
Oh, we heard Blind Melon.
Throughout the years.
What?
Those are themes that I used to open my show up with
that
every week.
It was No Rain?
Yeah, towards the end of the 80s, the last one you just heard was Zebra Stripes, and that was called Intro 66.
Right.
Blind in the Melon. 80s, a lot of people were really into the 60s, so I had like that 60s feel to it.
Okay.
And then in the mid-80s, mm-hmm. that was Generation X doing Wild Dub. I would talk over that, announcing what's going to be on my show and things like that.
I appreciate this update.
And then before that, I had the Runaways as a theme. And that sounded like a radio theme. Runaways doing Rock and Roll.
Uh-huh.
That was my first and second year of my show.
What are we doing, Rodney?
And my very first theme you heard was Tough Darts doing Off
darts.
Of the Love of Rock
Not
and Roll.
Butt Darts.
And of course, we heard Brian Wilson.
Oh.
He did that specially for the Rodney on the Rock show.
How many themes are there?
On 2006.
2006?
Called Rodney on the Rock.
It's been on there 100 years deep.
That was always my theme song.
Okay.
And I got that from the movie, the big TNT show.
Okay. Listen, we got to move on, Rodney. We got
borrowed it from them and use it as my theme.
We have Jeff Probst on the phone.
Modern
we
Folk Quartet.
Right, but we want to talk about
Henry Diltz, the Monkees photographer, lead singer.
All right.
And that was called This Could Be the Night.
What's happening right now?
Phil Spector and Harry Nilsson.
How much more you got, Rodney?
Anyway, it is my anniversary, but I'm not going to do a whole thing.
Is this a filibuster?
I'll be dropping this.
Can we be voting on something?
I remember hearing on the Rodney on the Rock show.
Okay, we really do.
We do have a lot of new things.
I know, but we have a guest on the phone.
I feel like we could.
And then at the end of my show, you're going to hear, I used to have a theme song.
Okay, all right. Speaking of theme songs, give me the Survivor, would you please? Because I think it's time to move on. That was exhausting.
That was fantastic.
It's the best.
Hey, Survivor, you guys, is not only back for its 34th season tonight on CBS at 8 p.m., but it is the 500th episode of the show.
Oh,
so for everybody who thought that Jeff Probst couldn't keep a job, you are wrong. He is on your TV tonight and on your radio right now. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show. Jeff, how are you, sir?
What's up? Good morning, fellas and ladies. How's it going?
Morning to you as well. 500 episodes, and nobody ever starts a TV show with an expectation of that. How are you feeling about Survivor as we head into the new season tonight?
I'm feeling great, and you are so right. You don't think about getting to 500. You don't even imagine it. I saw a photo the other day from me when we celebrated 100, and we couldn't believe we reached 100. And looking back, that was, 10 years ago now.
Wow. How do you feel you've aged, Jeff?
That's a loaded question.
I'm literally getting ready to go. I'm getting ready to go in and work out with Mr. Doug Larson, who keeps me fit and listens to you guys every single morning.
He needs to work you harder.
Every morning, this is what it's like. He goes, so I was listening to Kevin Bean this morning. You know what they told me? So how have I aged? I've aged gracefully.
Well, you spend a lot of time in the sun, though, with your job, though. So I'm sure that's something you got to keep in mind.
Yeah, I'm going to tweet tonight a bunch of old photos from the 17 years, and I was looking through them the last couple of days. And for the first 5 or 6 years, my wife was commenting, none of you guys had hats, none of you had shirts.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, it was brutal. And then one day I woke up and looked in the mirror and realized I looked like Mount Rushmore and decided I needed to start
taking care of yourself.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Jeff, I know you know, the season plays out over the course of however long that is on TV, but for you guys, when you're making the show, it's, 40 days or something like that. So you really don't have a lot of downtime when you're in production, right?
That's true. It's a really weird shoot and fun because it is 24/7. I mean, we obviously sleep and things like that.
You sleep, yes.
Yeah, right. Exactly. They don't.
Right.
Any of the executives have radios next to their ear, even when you're sleeping, and it's always just, quietly on. So there's a little bit of chatter, but we're all basically in contact with each other at all times.
Yeah.
So that if something does happen on a beach, like, some sort of incident or somebody gets sick or, we can jump into action pretty quickly. And I got to say, it's a bit of a weird rush knowing that we've had things happen in the middle of the night, and we're usually all gathered either at a boat or at the chopper within 7 or 8 minutes, even from a dead sleep.
So it's almost like you're being a firefighter, whereas you have to be prepared to spring into action at a moment's notice.
I never thought of it that way, but that's exactly
all right,
it.
Jeff, I want to ask you.
It's heroic.
Yeah, slow down.
Take
guys.
It easy.
Right?
I just meant from in terms of a schedule, Allie.
Okay.
I want to ask a question that you might have to lie about.
Okay, good.
Is it possible that you've ever been way drunk and you got the call and you're like, you know what?
Just going to sleep.
Just not going. It'll still be there in the morning.
It's not. I don't. It may seem crazy. It doesn't even occur to me to party when I'm shooting Survivor.
Wow.
It just
takes it seriously.
Happen. Well, you can have a beer. I mean, we're out there for a long time, but to get wasted, no.
I'm just saying, but in 500 episodes?
Kevin, not everyone's you. Not everyone approaches their job the way you do.
Let the man be a professional,
Kevin. I'm just not buying it. I'm just not buying it.
Jeff, the last...
Let's just take it a little further.
Okay,
let's say I decide to tie one on.
Right.
and something does happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the executive producer, but I'm the face of the show. I'm the guy that has to show up and say, oh, you seem pretty sick.
Right.
You should probably go home. What would we do?
Call Seacrest. I mean,
good answer. No. Seacrest could fly to wherever you are. Just take over.
Phil Kogan. There's a long list.
This is the voice of Jeff Probst here on the Kevin Bean Show talking about Survivor Game Changers. Hold on. I'm trying to do the plug here, Jeff.
Okay,
Survivor
Game
Changers tonight at 8 o'clock on CBS. The last couple of seasons, you have had people have to leave the game because of health problems.
Right.
Are you surprised that hasn't happened more when you consider what you put your contestants through?
Yes, I think we've only had 14 evacuations over 34 seasons, and we've spent the equivalent, if you just put the 39 days, you know, times 34 seasons, we've spent the equivalent of 4 years.
Wow.
Or over 4 years in a jungle. So when you think about what they're doing to only have a couple of handfuls people have to leave, and a couple of those have just been, they're just really sick, they just can't take it anymore, they, you know, and a couple of them have been very serious, but we do monitor them even though they're on their own, and we are watching, we have an emergency medical team that's always watching just to make sure if something did happen that we're right there. Back to the fireman analogy.
So this is the 34th season of the show. It's tonight at 8 p.m. on CBS. What is it about this game show? Is it a game show?
Yeah. Technically, yeah.
Okay. That makes it last like this. It has legs. 500th episode is crazy.
It really – I appreciate you saying that because especially in Hollywood, I think people really do understand that it's hard to stay on the air that long. And with a show that's still – doing very well in the ratings, and I don't know. I think there's a few things. One, there is some calling inside us. There's something. There has to be that so many people want to get out and see what they're truly made of and what they're capable of. And the cool thing about Survivor is you are on your own, and it is this multi-million-dollar adventure built only for you and a few other people. And the minute you're done with it, we tear it down. But what's great about it is you're earning it every day knowing that on some level we are there in case a disaster happens.
Right.
You aren't truly alone. But the other thing I think is if you think of the two big themes of Survivor, being stranded in the middle of nowhere is the same feeling when you were a little kid and you got lost in the grocery store from your mom, or maybe you take the wrong exit and you know, and you're in a neighborhood you don't know. And getting voted out is no different than being picked last to play dodgeball or pick up basketball game. There's a couple of those themes that just resonate as humans in our social circles about where we stand.
So you're a dream crusher.
Yeah. If you can hurt people the way they got hurt as kids, why not? All right. Last question, Jeff, because I know you have to go in less than a minute. And I'm not sure if I can phrase this right. But if you are a great Survivor player and you get there by betraying the people that think they have alliances with you, are you a bad person for doing that, for playing dirty, or is it everything's fair game because you're in a competition? Hello? And scene.
Are you there?
Hello?
Okay, I don't know what happened, but that's not him.
Apparently, Jeff's people were done with us. Apparently, Jeff's people wanted him to leave the show an hour,
you're not
a minute early.
Take this question.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's fine. He's got to go. He's got to move on.
He's back if we want to get that answer.
Well, let's just say goodbye.
Okay,
Jeff. Something weird happened with the phone. Something weird happened.
Wait. I want it known. Let it be known. A, I was here on time. B,
yes, you were.
That's on you guys. I could hear you the whole time. I heard the thing that lets you know you're on the air that goes blink.
Oh,
that's very weird. I don't know what happens.
Okay, anyway.
Whoever's setting up the thing, there was a mix-up there. We apologize for that, Jeff.
No, it's probably my team, and I will have them summarily executed.
Do it. All right. We'll look for you on the TV tonight,
on,
man.
Wait, we got to answer that question.
Okay. Oh, if you have time, go ahead. Yeah.
Look, we're told you have a schedule. We're told you have a schedule.
We were trying to get you off for the next interview, but go ahead.
Oh, God.
Okay, yeah, here's the truth.
All right.
The next thing I'm doing is getting in that gym with Doug Larson and working out.
Right. Okay.
Yes. So there's nothing. Okay, you're...
I mean, honestly. I'm not just lost him again. Come on.
what's happening.
What?
I would keep doing this all day.
Hey, man. I know you would. I
let's
know
wait.
You.
Let's get him back.
I mean, we really, we have details of Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness.
I know.
Next.
That's what we're supposed to be doing right now. But
I say
now
we
the
wait.
Whole schedule. What's going on here?
It's
all
the
right.
Best.
Listen, Survivor season 34 tonight. 8 p.m. CBS.
This was a success.
Next, details on Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness.
Are we ready?
I think we are. Let's do it.
Hey, party people. Kevin and Bean here, and we've got some big news for you.
You mean fake news. Kevin and Bean are awful. Sad. I'm here to make America funny again, okay?
Mr. President, what are you doing here?
I'm going to be performing on the Kevin and Bean April Foolishness Comedy Show. I have the best jokes, believe me.
I don't know. We have a pretty good lineup this year. Listen to who we have.
It's Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness at the Shrine Auditorium Saturday, April 1st, with our friends.
He's one of the most popular comedians in the world. We've got him. Bill Burr will be there.
That dude's going to cut me up, eat me, whatever he doesn't eat, he's going to f***. That's what you think.
Fake comedy.
Plus one of the stars of Ghostbusters and Mad TV, our friend Adam Ray.
You're going to see me and all my chest hair at Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness.
Loser.
He's my closest friend in show business, Jimmy Pardo's on the bill.
Just sit there and laugh and keep your mouth shut, and that's how we handle this.
Sit down.
We've got David Koechner. You know him from Anchorman as the sportsman Champ Kind.
Whammy!
Punch him in the face.
We fell in love with him on America's Got Talent. Taylor Williamson will be there.
I can't wait. That's what it says on this piece of paper I'm reading.
Unbelievably bad.
He's part of the new Mystery Science Theater 3000, Jonah Ray.
Oh, that's not a thing you want to hear anyone say.
Plus the very funny Angela Johnson.
I'm going to build a wall around her.
Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness at the Shrine, Saturday, April 1st.
Tickets go on sale Monday at noon. All the info is at krock.com.
Wait till you hear my stuff, believe me. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Nothing, that's it. It's just me, I'm Orange.
Driven by the helpful SoCal Honda dealers with random acts of helpfulness.
Kevin, you are always fond of saying it's one of your very favorite nights of
I
the
love
whole
it.
Year.
I do love this.
And it really is a great night. We're so happy to be back at the Shrine Auditorium for only the second time in 9 years, by the way. The show is actually going to be on April 1st. It's going to be Saturday, April 1st.
Or is it?
I think it is.
Right?
Let's not put that out there. Look, not to take anything away from any of the great comedians on the bill, because they're all very funny. But all you need is Bill Burr, right?
I'm saying.
I mean, who's better than Bill Burr?
No one.
I mean, really, he's one of the best working today.
The great David Koechner is going to be there. My friend Jimmy Pardo, Adam Ray, Jonah Ray. We got all the Rays. We got Taylor Williamson, Angela Johnson, who is hilarious. I know a lot of people love to go see her in town. I mean, we're just so pleased to have them all together on one bill for one night only. Tickets are going on sale Monday at noon. All the proceeds again this year benefit some great charities, Fisher House and Cedar Sinai NICU. And you're going to buy these tickets through AXS.com, AXS.com. We'll have all this information on the Kevin and Bean social media and K-Rock website. So no excuse for not buying your tickets and joining us that night to raise some money for some great causes.
It's a great night. Here it is again.
Hey, party people. Kevin and Bean here, and we've got some big news for you.
You mean fake news. Kevin and Bean are awful. Sad. I'm here to make America funny again, okay?
Mr. President, what are you doing here?
I'm going to be performing on the Kevin and Bean April Foolishness Comedy Show. I have the best jokes, believe me.
I don't know. We have a pretty good lineup this year. Listen to who we have.
It's Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness at the Shrine Auditorium, Saturday, April 1st, with our friends.
He's one of the most popular comedians in the world. We've got him. Bill Burr will be there.
That dude's going to cut me up, eat me, whatever he doesn't eat, he's going to f***. That's what you think, right?
Fake comedy.
Plus one of the stars of Ghostbusters and Mad TV, our friend Adam Ray.
You're going to see me and all my chest hair at Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness.
Loser.
He's my closest friend in show business, Jimmy Pardo's on the bill.
Just sit there and laugh and keep your mouth shut, and that's how we handle this.
Sit down.
We've got David Koechner. You know him from Anchorman as the sportsman Champ Kind.
Whammy!
Punch him in the face.
We fell in love with him on America's Got Talent. Taylor Williamson will be there.
I can't wait. That's what it says on this piece of paper I'm reading.
Unbelievably bad.
He's part of the new Mystery Science Theater 3000, Jonah Ray.
Oh, that's not a thing you want to hear anyone say.
Plus the very funny Angela Johnson.
I'm going to build a wall around her.
Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness at the Shrine, Saturday, April 1st. Tickets go on sale Monday at noon. All the info is at krock.com.
Wait till you hear my stuff, believe me. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Nothing, that's it. It's just me, I'm Orange.
Driven by the helpful SoCal Honda dealers with random acts of helpfulness.
Hey, Ralph Garman.
Come on, man. We're all having fun.
No, we're not.
Come on. That's we just announced thing. April Foolishness.
Right.
It's going to be
so
a great
why
show.
Why would you go from something good to something bad? Why do you want to go through that radio whiplash?
This is not bad. This is good.
The on kids, a weekly basis, it's a disappointment it. And a nightmare.
Hold on. Let me check. Let's see. Do the kids love the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices?
Yeah!
I mean, you can't argue with that.
The kids love it.
The kids love it.
Kids are high.
All right. Every week we look for animals in the news that we have questions about the stories that got them there. What are the possibilities of the wheel this
All right.
week, Kevin?
Here's what's on the wheel. Bank the turtle who ate 1,000 coins.
Oh, wow. By the way, was his name already Bank and just by coincidence he ate a lot of money, or did they name him that after he ate all the coins?
What do you think?
I mean,
I'm guessing after. When he was a baby, his nickname was Rocky.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's true.
Why was that? What do you think?
Because he was sharp and pointy and hurt his mother's vagina.
All right, we could ask if it lands on
Story
that.
Story number two is the drug hedgehog with a yogurt container on his head.
Oh, I love that one.
Story number three is the Flock Stars, the old chicken band that is off.
Look, either it lands on it or we take it off the wheel. Come on.
Number four is Rocco, the beer-drinking, football-watching parrot.
Huh. Oh, interesting.
The next one is the notorious pot-bellied pig.
Come on, Piggy Smalls.
Named Piggy Smalls.
Piggy Smalls.
It's got to land on Piggy Smalls.
And finally, the parrot that barks like a dog.
A parrot that barks like a
parrot
dog.
That
okay.
makes
that barks that mimics, like a dog.
Mimics something. That's a news story animal that you have on your wheel. There's a parrot that mimics a sound that a parrot doesn't ordinarily make.
Crazy, right?
That is newsworthy. I hope
By the way,
plenty of research done on that one.
Just as an update,
dumbasses,
on a former wheelo animal, a bad animal. What's it called?
What's happening?
Just as an update, Jimmy Kimmel had one of the animals that was on the wheel on his show last night. The patriotic bird that played the piano, that played mm-hmm. America the Beautiful on the mm-hmm. piano, he had him on his TV show last night. So, Ralph, you see, we're not the only ones interested in these amazing animals.
Although we don't really have the animals.
Right.
Right? Let's
yeah.
do it!
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Where do you think it's gonna land?
You're hoping for Piggy Smalls
yeah.
here, right?
Come on, Piggy.
I think I'd like the drunk hedgehog.
All right.
No one knows where it lands, so let's just spin it and take a look.
It's a good spin, by the way.
Yeah,
it was.
Spin.
Oh, it's a Rocco, the beer-drinking, football-watching parrot.
Yay!
All right.
That's great.
A little enthusiasm, lady. I will allow it. This is a party-mad parrot in Britain who loves cracking open a beer with his owner, watching football with the lads, and even going on trips to the pub. I'm a little bit surprised. I don't know why I should be. I don't know anything about parrots, but I'm a little bit surprised that they can open a bottle with their beaks.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's why this one stands out.
I guess that's why
if only we could talk to him.
That would be awesome.
Rocco is so adept at popping the tops off beer bottles with his beak that his owner, Mike Long, can enjoy a pint without ever having to reach for the bottle opener.
Hmm.
That's fascinating. He also, by the way, when he is not eating bird food, eats like a human using a fork and is treated to ham and even chicken nuggets.
He can't use
with
a fork.
Wing?
He's using a fork.
He's not using a fork.
Look, you know as much about this as I do.
I'm saying he's not using a fork.
I'm reading it from the newspaper article.
Let's talk to Mr. Long.
All right, let's see if Mike Long is on the phone. Hello, Mike. Is this you? Mike?
Hello. Mike?
You there, Mike?
Have we been probested? Is that what happened? We were having that trouble with Jeff Probst on the phone a little while ago.
I think we're having phone trouble. Oh, I'd hate for this to go south.
Oh, no.
We had so many questions, too, about Rocco. All right, let's try to get him back on the line here. All right. He also, by the way, swears, which is not a great habit, but apparently that's something he picked up from watching football with Mr. Long and his mates.
Mm-hmm. And we have Mr. Long back now, Bean.
Okay.
Is this Mike Long?
Back.
Oh, is this Rocco?
Rocco.
Hey, Rocco. How you doing? Kevin and Bean radio show here.
Hello?
Rocco?
You're kidding.
Oh, this is really.
You're kidding.
Come on.
I mean, seriously. Hello?
Rocco?
Our phones are the worst.
Our phones
what
are the
is
worst.
Happening?
We hung up on Probst three times.
What if yep. Probst is on the line? Hey, you guys, just going to work
just work it out.
Last week, we didn't have telephones for 2 days.
We still don't, Bean.
Well, they sort of worked a little bit for a second.
By the way, we just announced April Foolishness, and it's up on all the social media. It's up at krock.com and thekevinandbean.com. So if you'd like that information, you can go there.
Guys, I feel like if we do get Rocco back, he's going to be super pissed.
Let's try.
Okay.
Hello, is this Rocco?
Come on.
This was a success.
It is funny, right? Because the phones don't work.
I mean,
janky.
This place is, to quote David Letterman, run like an amateur whorehouse. Yeah. It's just unbelievable.
I think that's rude to whores.
Yeah, whores do their job.
Yep.
They're reliable.
Yep.
This place is ridiculous.
Hey, guys.
Embarrassment.
At least we have five more things that we're going to use the phones for today.
Fingers crossed. One of those is the great Will Arnett, who's going to be joining us, talking about the revamped Gong Show that he is a producer of. That sounds like a lot of fun, if it happens. We also want to give away tickets for Incubus and Jimmy Eat World playing the Hollywood Bowl this summer. We will need telephones to be able to do that, but if we can, that'll be just after 9 o'clock.
We have about 25 seconds of phone time before they die, so it's going to have to be a quick interview with Will Arnett.
Let's just put on a Chili Peppers record and walk. Come on.
We'll press on, Ralph.
Versus start 10 other things and end them prematurely?
We'll do the best we can. 7:52, Wednesday morning, Ralph is here. At least the microphones work for now.
That's
what's going
true.
On?
Come on.
That was just me messing with you. I'm sorry.
Tale as old as time. True as it can be.
Should have left it off.
Barely even friends. Then somebody bends unexpectedly.
Oh, that's right.
Beauty and the Beast.
Okay. Is there a reason for that?
Yes, there is.
All right.
I get it.
Because Beauty and the Beast, the brand new live action reinterpretation of that classic animated film from Walt Disney, is coming to a theater near you on March 17th. But you can see it early at our exclusive K-Rock Advanced Screening.
Yay!
At the IMAX headquarters.
Mm.
IMAX screening of Beauty and the Beast. How about
Yeehaw.
That? Now, listen, I'm not saying this place blows, but the paperwork they've given me to read from,
yeah,
it says, a pair of passes to K-Rock's exclusive IMAX 2D advanced screening. Now, if it truly was 2D, would they even bother to put 2D
no.
in that?
No, they would not.
So I'm assuming it's 3D, right?
We have to start doing things that just make us look like we've got our act together here,
right?
Because we're all looking just really, really, really sloppy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If it was just IMAX, right, they wouldn't have to write 2D in big, bold letters.
Yeah, that's just a movie.
You wouldn't write anything.
They wouldn't write anything.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming...
It's 3D.
It's 3D. But if I say that and then it's not 3D, then who looks like the ass?
Okay, so it's 2D
the
or 3D.
On the radio. So it's going to be in one of several D's, in one of the various D's it'll be.
So much D.
It'll be 1D, 2D, 3D, 4D. You may travel through time. I'm not sure.
We're not positive what we're giving out here.
There will be D's involved.
Right. Oh, man.
I don't know. Ask Tori Spelling's
right.
mom.
We'll ask right? Tori Spelling's mom. Anyway, you'll see Beauty and the Beast on IMAX in some sort of D. You will enjoy it, and it's free. So shut up.
No one is saying anything. I mean, I know they're all thinking it, but they're not saying it.
Right. So if you'd like to go, why don't you give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Five lucky callers will win a pair of passes to K-Rock's exclusive IMAX 2 or 3D advanced screening of Beauty and the Beast.
But we need to get the winner's information in under 25 seconds.
That's correct.
Talk quickly.
We have a limited amount of time.
We talked to Beer Mug because it may be gone. Lucky Blue Smith, right?
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Lord.
Come on, Ralph.
We should walk over this. We should burn the place down for this.
I can't get over Lucky Blue Smith.
Right, well, get over
it. This kid's got everything. He's special, Kevin.
Right?
Is he?
Look, if you were around back in the day in Nazareth, and then you were there, you and your two wise men buddies show up with some frankincense and myrrh and gold to that
two
manger.
Two wise men? What happened to the third?
You're the third, oh. Dumbass. You have two wise men friends, and you're walking up to the manger.
But weren't there three?
Do a little math. Holy crap.
So did anybody use the beer glass as a weapon?
This was a success.
Jesus is carrying.
Okay, so Jesus. And then,
so you walk up.
Right.
And there you are. And then you look down in the manger. Uh-huh. And you say, hey, that's a special kid. That's what it's like with Lucky Blue
this
Smith.
This is.
Okay.
This is not okay.
He's beautiful. He's a supermodel.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a 26-year-old supermodel girlfriend, which he just gave the magic of life. He gave it to her.
She's pregnant.
Right. A seed. He planted a seed that will grow into something special.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also the drummer for the surf rock band that is fronted by his three model sisters, Piper America, Starly Cheyenne, and Daisy Clementine. Together with Lucky Blue, they make the Atomics. That's not the Atomics. Not the Atomics.
That lead singer.
Lucky Blue never farts.
Okay. Ever?
Ever. He's spectacular. Here we go. Lucky Blue, go! Yeah! Makes my foot loose. Come on!
Do we need this?
Are there any vocals or no?
Not this particular. That was Agent ADD. That was sure. One of their instrumentals.
Okay. It's not bad, though.
The one I played earlier, it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll hear more of it with Breakfast with the Atomics.
That's not
that
happening.
That I'm announcing right now. Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with the Atomics.
Or lunch or dinner. We're not positive.
It will be happening.
You'll be able to eat.
They may be in 2D or 3D. We're not sure.
There may be food. There may not be food.
How many wise men will show up, you think?
Weren't there three wise men?
International Women's Day, everybody. Hey, our buddy John Cryer is back on television. He's got another sitcom in the works. I was happy to hear this. For John, he's got a pilot on ABC called Losing It, about a couple of misfit adult brothers and their sister, who along with their parents, who between all of them, divorce, new parenthood, onset, early dementia, they're all losing it in different ways.
Hmm.
Natalie Morales will also be on the show.
From the Today Show?
No, different else. From The Grinder and Parks and Recreation. And the middleman.
Sure.
Middleman. She's lovely and talented. Anyway, that sounds promising. I'm looking forward to that. And more TV news. Riverdale's been picked up for a second season. After just 6 weeks of airing on the CW, they've decided they're going to go ahead and give it another season. So,
outstanding.
Congratulations to Riverdale.
You like it,
Are you enjoying it, Bean?
I do. I am and I do.
You really? You watch it?
I do.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know I love Archie.
Right. You watch it more than one episode, though?
Yeah, I've seen, I think I'm one behind, so I think I've seen them all but last week's.
Wow.
Hmm. It's crazy.
I'm not your typical CW audience, but I enjoy the show very much.
Oh, that's cute.
Kevin, see Shades of Blue is back. Did you see this first episode?
I did not see the first episode.
Oh, my God.
I recorded it, though.
Oh! So good. So good. Today's celebrity birthdays. Gary Numan is 59 years old today. Lester Holt turns 58. Freddie Prinze Jr. is 41. James Van Der Beek celebrates his 40th birthday. Kat Von D is 35. And Milana Weintraub. You know her as the
AT&T?
AT&T girl.
T-Mobile?
AT&T.
AT&T.
Okay.
AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
But she's also a lovely and talented actress and comedian in her own right.
This Is Us, you guys.
She's on This Is Us.
You guys. Mm-hmm.
You guys. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's the Kevin and Rocky Show at 8:06.
I made the mistake of mentioning that I had a nickname as a baby. I was called Rocky, and now they'll call me nothing else.
Hey, you guys, this was a big day here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We unveiled the details on Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness 2017. It is fast approaching, coming up on Saturday, April 1st at the Shrine Auditorium. Tickets are going on sale this Monday at noon. All the proceeds, once again this year, benefiting our friends at Fisher House, who do such great work, and Cedars-Sinai NICU as well. Get all the details at KRock.com, but the lineup includes Bill Burr, Angela Johnson, David Koechner, Jimmy Pardo, Adam Ray, Jonah Ray, Taylor Williamson. It's going to be a great, great night, and we hope you'll make plans to buy your tickets Monday at noon so you can join us on April 1st at the Shrine.
All right, it's time for Kevin and Bean. Too much. Kevin and Bean's Problem Solvers.
I mean,
Kevin and Bean's Problem Solvers.
Again,
no. I don't love it.
I feel like
we solve problems.
We got a listener named Beatrice who wrote in, and I think this is very sweet that she
Beatrice wrote in.
Okay. No, you don't need to repeat everything.
Okay.
She wrote in, and I thought this was very sweet that she and her husband both are big fans of the show, and she has a problem in their relationship. And look at us. I mean, aren't we the right people to ask for relationship issues? I mean,
Kevin and Bean, relationship experts.
We're the people that you have to go to. And I'm not sure how this is going to go or if the phone will even work, but let's get Beatrice on and let's find out what the situation is here. Beatrice, can you hear us okay?
Yes. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you. Very excited to be on the show.
We're very excited to have you. Now, what's your deal? You've been listening to the show for how long?
For almost, let's see, 6, 7 years, probably.
Okay.
Oh, that's very kind of you. And how about your husband? What's his name?
Or boyfriend?
Daniel.
Husband, boyfriend.
Husband.
Daniel, okay. So you married him. You ended up marrying this guy.
Yeah, okay. We're married.
All right.
And what's his, and he listens to the show, too?
Oh, he loves the show. He does everything you guys say. If it's a movie that you say, well, you go and see, that's the movie we're going to go see.
You
guys are his news source, too.
And that didn't scare you off?
That's terrifying. Wait a second. He's getting movie advice from Kevin?
Hey, how dare you?
All right. So you've been together for how long, Beatrice?
Almost 12 years.
Wow. Oh, wow. Congratulations. Right. You guys have kids?
Yes, we have 3 kids.
All right, so you got a busy little household there. And what's the problem that prompted you after all these years to sit down and write to us?
Well, I've been asking him for a ring for the longest, and he's just not. I mean, I started with him. Well, he didn't catch him, so I told him straight out, "Hey, I want a ring. I want a ring." But I don't think it's on his book, or I have no goddamn idea what is wrong with him.
Okay, so when he asked you to marry him, he didn't give you a ring?
And well, he didn't ask me to marry him. That is the thing. He told me, go make the appointment to the Clark County's office so we could go and sign the papers. And I was like, what papers? And I was like, those things to get married. And I was like, oh, how romantic.
He's a romantic son of a bitch, isn't he? Wow.
Go make the appointment.
Go make the appointment.
I'm glad we're taking this call on International Women's Day, by the way. By the way, Beatrice, I got married almost the exact same way. My wife and I were never engaged. I never proposed to her. We were just looking for something to do on a Saturday night, and we came up with, I suggested, let's fly to Las Vegas and get married. So that's what we did. But it was the same thing. She didn't have a ring or anything like that.
Bean is an awful person.
Come on.
I mean, but having said that, after we had been married for a few months, I did, in fact, do what you're asking Daniel to do, which is I did, in fact, buy her an engagement ring.
So she did get her a ring, though.
She did eventually get a ring, right. All right. So that makes sense. So were you starting from when you guys got married? Weeks go by, months go by. Are you asking Daniel, hey, what up? Where's the jewelry?
Yeah, but I mean, almost every single day I try like a hint, and I'm like, oh, look, this is the ring I like, and nothing.
He is not taking the hint.
It's pretty subtle. Yeah. I got to be honest.
You know what this finger needs? A ring.
Right?
That's what's happening here. Oh.
All right, we're going to talk to him in a second on the other line, Beatrice, but what do you think his reason is? Do you think he just thinks rings are dumb and he doesn't want to spend the money, or what's his excuse going to be?
No, I mean, he says like later or...
later? You know, like, you've been with him almost 12 years.
That's what I say. And it's not like he don't have the money to buy it. Like, we could get it one way or the other. We could get it.
It's, okay. One way or the
one
other.
One way or the other. Like,
this got sketchy.
What's happening?
I mean, I told you, come on. I don't think I should wait no more.
Well, I mean, look, 12 years is a long
time.
A
long time. For a I agree. Team Beatrice on this.
I feel like Beatrice knows some guys that she could make this happen if Daniel
exactly.
doesn't come up with it.
Exactly.
Yeah, she knows.
I end up buying me a ring by myself.
Okay, like, all right. That's I'm look. That's not a that's
money, but
that's but not an unreasonable request. All right, let's bring Daniel into the mix here and let's find out what he's got going on. Daniel, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
All right. And you as well. Beatrice tells us you've been listening to the show for a long time, and I just want to start by saying that means a lot to us, and we really do appreciate that.
Yeah, for about 20 years.
Wow.
I've been listening to you guys.
And you actually take our advice? I mean, we do give it seriously, but we don't expect anyone to actually listen to us.
Yeah, well, you make more sense than most of the people.
Right?
So why not? Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Daniel speaks truth. Anything Daniel does is fine.
So, Daniel, what's going on with your lady? It sounds like you got yourself a good one. It sounds like you guys are happy. You've got a wonderful family there together, but she's just got that one little complaint. What's holding you up from buying her a ring?
I don't know. I have no idea. Waiting for you guys to make buy a ring day, I guess. You know?
Okay, tomorrow is buy a ring day. So, is that enough?
So you're saying we didn't instruct you to buy a ring yet, so this is on us.
Basically, yeah. I take your life. You know?
Daniel, is there any reason why you haven't bought her a ring with all the birthdays, anniversaries, and Christmases that have come and gone in the years that you've been married? Why have you never ponied up?
I always put it off. I say next time, and when it comes, it's like you said, it's just, I don't know.
Daniel, I don't mean to take it down, but have you ever thought, what if there isn't a next time?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
it got dark.
It got real dark.
Because
Beatrice knows some people.
Beatrice knows a lot of people that can make this happen.
I know. I'm just waiting for Kevin to tell me to go ahead.
All right.
Kevin,
listen, first of all, that's very wise of you.
Is it?
It's very wise of you to wait for me to tell you to do anything. You should do everything I say. And you should probably get Beatrice a ring.
Not probably.
You should get Beatrice a ring.
You should get. Look, here's the thing, and Kevin is going to not disagree with this, and he learned this shortly after he got married, and I learned the same thing, and it's true. Happy wife. Happy life, all right? So keep that in mind and do what you need to do to keep your lady happy and get her a ring.
Then we will get her a ring.
All right. Now, Beatrice, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right.
Give him a time frame, please.
Yeah, I was just going to say, call back in a week. Is it a week? Is a week enough?
I think a week is fine.
Call back in a week, and we'll put both of you on the air. And, Daniel, you gotta get her a ring.
All right, man. I will get her a ring.
All right.
Okay. So we'll resume this conversation 7 days from right now. Okay.
Can
we make it eight?
No, Daniel. I swear to God.
Nope.
She knows people.
Lego Batman himself, Will Arnett, joins us on the phone in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. And coming up just after 9, it's K-Rock's Wheels Up 2017, Destination Number 6. Your chance to win tickets to see both Incubus and Jimmy Eat World in New Orleans, Louisiana. First, though, today is, the 8th of March, I want to say?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. It is International Women's Day and has been for a long time. This goes back, by the way, to 1909, International Women's Day. I had no idea it had that kind of a history. And this year, it is also a day without women. Both things are happening on the same day. And there are rallies, and there are staged walkouts, and there are marches, and there are lots of things going on. But it's still a very confusing day for a lot of people because it's, as we were talking about with you earlier, Allie, it's not like everybody is on the same page how they should celebrate or commemorate today, right?
Sure. Yeah, a lot of people can't take today off. So that kind of rules out the whole day without a woman. But I think it's mostly just a day you're talking about the social, economic, cultural, political advancements of women. It's just a day to really uplift women.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're fortunate on this show that we do have a resource available to us. Our friend Bruce Endicott is on the line, and he is always there to talk us through complicated social issues, mm-hmm. whether it involves sexism or racism or any number of other things. Bruce, welcome back to the Kevin Beach Show, my friend. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
And your organization is called Coffee, and that
Coffee.
Stands for?
Yes. Caucasian Organization for Friendship Enveloping Everyone.
Okay.
And we are a group of mostly well-to-do white Protestants who mm-hmm. are able to reach across the boundaries between genders and races and religions and act as a bridge, if you will, to those groups that feel outside the norm. And we bring them through our good graces into the regular world.
Well,
regular,
talking about
right.
the regular world,
and
the norm.
Normal people like us are reaching out and helping other people understand each other better is what we do.
Right, but the minorities and the women and the disabled and those type of people are normal people also. They're also the norm.
Of course. Sure. Whatever.
Okay. All right. So, Bruce, yes. what do we need to know about a day without a woman?
Well, it's an important day because it really highlights the fact that women are still in this day and age struggling to get equality for their gender in areas of socioeconomic, cultural, political areas that still need work. And
okay.
a day without a woman is a day to help you realize if there's a woman in your life who is removed from the workplace or from home, just exactly how much we depend on and need women in our society.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I'm just I'm
impressive.
Shocked.
Thank
that's
you,
your
Bruce.
Read on that. Wow.
Actually, Allie, let me explain it to you.
Oh, here we go.
A little confused.
Oh no.
It's really very different from uh-huh. International Women's Day.
Right.
It was chosen to enact on that same day so that it could achieve maximum impact.
Right.
However.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel
it.
Like Andy and
actually, Allie, I'm not sure.
Whatever her name
do.
Is, I understood
get the,
that.
I get the sense that maybe you're a little confused.
No, I no, think no, I.
Okay,
I think
let me
I,
just,
okay.
if I could just jump in.
No, she said it though. She said the same thing before you even
yeah.
said it, Bruce.
Yeah, before
oh,
we even
she?
Had you on the phone. Yeah, I said this.
Well, when Bean puts it that way, it makes uh-huh. so much more sense.
Oh, sweet Jesus!
Also, they're asking women to wear the color red.
Uh-huh.
And men can participate as well, but really. You can wear the color red because mm-hmm. it represents love and sacrifice and revolution. And also, they look good in it. Right, fellas? Who's with me?
I don't think that's part of it at all.
That's why it was selected.
You know
no.
what you notice when there's no woman in the workplace? How good they smell, right?
That's not mm-hmm. what this is about at all, Bruce. You're completely missing the point.
I don't think I am.
Yeah, it's about gender equality
okay, actually,
and empowerment.
Allie, if I can interrupt.
Okay, all right.
It's about just being a feminist or being supportive of women's rights doesn't mean you can't appreciate how attractive a woman may be and how good she may smell.
But let's maybe not make that the
okay,
first
honey,
thing.
Honey, just one second.
Okay.
I'm just not making it the main thing.
Okay.
Let me explain it to you.
All right.
Actually, when you're in a workplace with a woman,
mm-hmm.
you shouldn't comment on her appearance, but you can appreciate it from afar or sometimes okay. up close if you're near the copy machine and you have to walk past her to get to the vending machine.
Bruce.
You know, you rub up against her. And
no,
say,
oh, Bruce,
what are
no.
you talking about?
Accidentally, sometimes you rub up against her. That's all I'm saying.
That's assault, Bruce.
It's not assault. It's an accident, and I'm sticking to it, and I don't care what HR says.
You're gross.
So did you ever get old enough so that you heard your parents call you Rocky?
No. I only heard about it long after the fact. Look, I don't know why you guys are so fascinated with this, particularly since Will Arnett is on the phone and he has important things to talk about. But when I was a baby, there were those in the circle of my family who thought that I looked like a very popular boxer at the time named Rocky Marciano.
I don't know why they thought I did, but they did.
Because your face was all smushed coming out of the hoo-ha?
Because you looked like you got beat up?
Maybe so. Maybe that's exactly what it was. Maybe Rocky
Marciano totally what it was.
Had just suffered a crushing defeat where his face got mashed, and maybe that's how I looked as a little baby.
Oh, your mom's hoo-ha ruined you.
So they just started calling me. I like to think I ruined her hoo-ha, too, by the way. So they called me Rocky. But look, lots of tiny little babies have nicknames, Kevin.
I'm just glad Will Arnett can't hear any of this.
Why are you so fascinated with that? Will, I apologize. We brought you into our family drama here. How are you, sir?
Hey, listen, as Rocky would say, forget about it.
Did you have any nicknames as a kid, Will?
I did. I had this. It was so embarrassing because my mom and dad would call me at home, and then once kids found out about it at school, which was Perfect Human. And it was so,
that's hard for a kid.
It was so embarrassing. and then I became known as the Gorgeous One. It was like, it was the worst.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of pressure.
Hard.
A lot of pressure on a kid. Well, it's always great to have Will Arnett on the phone. He is, of course, Lego Batman. He is BoJack Horseman. And he is now behind the scenes on a new version of The Gong Show. GongShowCasting.com. What kinds of entertainers are you looking for the new Gong Show, Will?
Well, thank you for saying entertainers because it's going to be a stretch. we want to sort of pick up where the Gong Show left off all those years ago. And
hey, Will, I'm sorry to butt in, but would you mind catching people up who didn't know the Gong Show, what it was?
Sure, okay. Sure. I mean, I think that you guys maybe know, but like, you know, years ago there was a show on TV that was very popular called The Gong Show, which was a show where you would have all sorts of peculiar and unique people who had peculiar and unique talents come on. And there would be a panel there, and they had a great host, this guy Chuck Barris, and he would introduce the acts, they'd come out, and then the panel would try to stay on as long as they could without getting gonged, and you get gonged for being just unbearable at a certain point. And the panel would fight with each other, and then they'd comment on the acts and stuff, and it was really it's a talent show, but it's almost more like a rodeo because you're just trying to stay on for 11 seconds or whatever the thing.
I feel like it's the first couple of days of American Idol when they would put those people on.
Yeah.
And they would just try to get through whatever song they were trying to sing.
It was like that first season of American Idol when they first went out into the country.
Yep.
Before people knew that they could just get on TV. And so it was really, we want to kind of capture that. And we want it to be very much about the panel as well.
Now, who are the panels?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of people are going to be in the panel?
It's going to be a lot of comedians.
Nice.
And a lot of comedic actors and funny people, friends of mine and people who people know. I don't want to say anything quite yet about who we've already got confirmed, but suffice it to say, it's a lot of really great, funny people who are legit household names and you know, major, you know, comedians and so forth. So it's exciting, you know, because I think that those comedians understand what a funny venue this can be.
Right. Do you have a host?
We do have a host. Well, let me just say this. We're zeroing in, but I think we do have a host. We can't name him yet. He's a very funny comedian.
Well, him on National Women's Day. Way to go, Will.
I don't know if I was specifically said either way.
He or she, right.
But she's going to be great. Sorry, I was interrupted there so rudely.
Apologies.
Apologies. Amazing.
So you can't
get a word in on this show.
Sorry.
I did see when you were on with Kimmel the other night that or a couple weeks ago, I don't know whether he volunteered or you insisted that he be on it, but it sounded like he was one of the guys who definitely wants to do the show.
Well, let me just say this. I can't confirm or deny, but I did on his show shame him into committing to
okay, good.
Nice.
Good. But you know what? That's his type of comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As well. He loves it.
And also, you know, I feel like the last 10, 15 years, starting with Idol, we've just been inundated with these so-called talent shows, and it's about time. This show is the antithesis of that, and I think it's going to be, you know, we need it, and it's the show we deserve.
All right, so let me ask you this, Will, because I think the fun is going to be when terrible entertainers get gonged. But is there any part of you that is hoping to find a legitimate star
coming
question. Out of the Gong Show?
Great question. No.
Thank God.
No, I for sure. I think that can be like one of those moments. And not only would it be kind of cool to find somebody who actually had some interesting talent, but it'd be also kind of cool if some of the panelists, people who you know for being funny comedians or comedic actors, actually got up and did stuff themselves. That's something that we hope can kind of maybe happen.
Now, if a panelist gets up and does something, can they be gonged?
Well, that's up for this, but maybe. Yeah.
Okay. Not a lot of info here, Will.
Well, this is what I love about Will.
Keep it vague. Listen.
Very
listen,
sketchy.
In this political season, I'm up for re-election.
I see.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Listen to this, you guys. This is going to blow your mind. Of course, Will, you will have already known this because you've done the deep dive on the old Gong Show.
Yeah.
Listen to some of the people who were talent on the old Gong Show.
Okay.
Pee-wee Herman. Oingo Boingo.
What?
By the way, Oingo Boingo, everybody.
Yeah.
The band Green Jelly, if you remember them.
No.
And more.
You ended on Green Jelly. You're the worst. Three names.
More like a bullet point than a list. let me just say this. You know, if you look back at some of the people who are on the panel, you had some of the great comedians of the time. You had. People like David Letterman and Steve Martin were on. Yeah,
that's way more impressive than my list.
I know. So we got a lot. We got big shoes to fill.
We do. All right. So the website is up at gongshowcasting.com. And
right.
What are they? Are they doing it like once a month or something? You're auditioning people, or is it ongoing, or how's it working?
It's an ongoing thing. We're going around the country. We're in Chicago this week. Doing casting, and we've already had some casting out here in California. We're coming back to California, so go to gongshowcasting.com, check it out.
Sounds fun.
Hone your act or make it worse, whatever the case may be.
Sounds fun.
Now, do they have to come meet you when you're doing a live audition, or can they videotape themselves and send in the website?
Both. Go to the website for sure. If you can't get to one of our auditions, you can send stuff in. Yeah.
All right. Gongshowcasting.com. Perfect human, Will Arnett on the phone. Always great to have you back on the program. We really enjoyed it.
Thanks, guys. Good to talk to you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, LA and OC's alternative rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:53.
Not quite sure what kind of music we played there for a minute.
Rock. You did not sell that with authority, Kevin.
LA and OC's alternative rock.
Come on, I got it. No, I got it.
Word. Jazz? No.
No, 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 no,
it's
no.
The, it's that music.
Baby songs.
Oh, operas? No.
You think jazz or opera would have ever come to my head?
Yes.
Okay.
Speaking
songs.
Of great rock music, how about this for a double bill? Incubus
the Atomics?
Incubus and Jimmy Eat World, they are playing together at the Hollywood Bowl. We want to give away some tickets right now at 1-800-520-1067. We are looking for fans of either band, and we're asking you to sing a song by the band you love. It's Listeneroki. That's what we're doing to give away these tickets at 1-800-520-1067. So you call us now, sing an Incubus song or sing a Jimmy Eat World song, and somebody wins tickets to see both of them at the Hollywood Bowl and is eligible to see them later in the summer in New Orleans, Louisiana. At Champion Square. It's going to be a great, great time. Round trip, airfare, hotel, $500 spending cash as
Stay
well.
Stay at Beat's house. So
nope,
that's, cool.
That's not part
that
of the deal.
Very cool. It's nice but, of you to do that.
Right? Yeah, call cool. right now, and we'll get right back to you.
Nope.
We'll talk to you right after the top of the hour. First, here's Ralph with the Showbiz Beat.
When you first said great, speaking of great rock music, automatically my mind went to the Atomics.
I can't stop talking about this.
The Atomics are a group made up of supermodels.
Okay, and they're...
And they're all brothers and sisters.
And right. They're fine. They're
better than fine. They're the Atomics.
Right.
Piper America, Starlee Cheyenne, Daisy Clementine, and Lucky Blue. It sounds like a lineup of the Super Friends or something.
That's bullshit.
It is hard to believe those are their real names.
They're stunningly beautiful people, and they are a surf rock band called the Atomics. And Lucky Blue is the top male model in the world. He's 18 years old, and he's got a 26-year-old supermodel girlfriend. He just got pregnant. He's got everything.
I feel like there's a little great choices there.
Like, it's not jealousy. It's worship. It's adoration. The Atomics.
Right. Right.
But give me a little time. One, two, three, four. La, 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 la,
good thing they're attractive.
Oh, come on!
Ralph, why are you so fascinated with this band?
Okay, how many bands made up of supermodel siblings are you familiar with?
Just Hanson.
The Monkees.
Not supermodels and certainly not siblings.
All right.
Thanks for playing.
Sorry.
Okay.
The Osmonds. Very attractive family.
Really? Jimmy?
Maybe. Well.
Yeah. Right. Until he's missing a chromosome. Right? Those teeth. All that Mormon inbreeding. Not attractive.
Again, Mormons do not inbreed.
Dismissed.
That is not true.
But there are a lot of attractive people, and there are a lot of so-so average bands. Why is this one?
They made up of supermodel siblings.
I mean, no.
Thank you, Kevin, for being honest.
So technically, you are correct.
Rocky will not be honest. At least you will be. That's all I care about.
Rocky, you got to be honest every once in a while.
You got to.
Look. I get that
don't
you found...
lie and massage your alternative facts. Just trying to support your
argument. No, I'm not. Here's what I'm saying. I get that you heard about this band and you thought, wow, that's really interesting. Look how hot these people are in this band, and that's interesting. But then you move on and go on with the rest of things.
Lucky Blue Smith, first of all, is the greatest name I've ever heard.
Okay.
He's the drummer of the band. And did I mention he has a 26-year-old supermodel girlfriend that he just got pregnant?
You did.
You mentioned that multiple times today.
What? Yes. Who lives this life? This is the stuff of fiction. This kid's like a modern-day Buckaroo Banzai. He's an astrophysicist and a rock star and a supermodel. He's everything.
Has all that been confirmed?
He's all things to all people.
Okay.
He is Lucky Blue.
All right.
You will worship him.
Should we try to get Mr. Blue on this?
No.
On the phone?
We need Lucky Blue, Piper America, Starley Cheyenne, and Daisy Clementine with Breakfast with the Atomics.
Which one's the brunette, Ralph?
She's the lead singer.
Yeah.
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 That's bullshit.
Oh, she's a good deal. As opposed to the other two smoking hot sisters and their equally beautiful brother.
It's an attractive group, yes.
You don't even know, man. You shouldn't even be able to look at them. You don't deserve it.
How does that work?
You should avert your gaze in a bag in the desert where you belong. All right.
So Ralph likes the Atomics. That's the takeaway here.
Arnold Schwarzenegger spent some quality time talking to Michael Smirkanish on his radio interview show. Smirkanish is also a CNN analyst, but they were talking about all things political and showbiz. And at the end of the interview, I thought it was interesting and appropriate. If you got Schwarzenegger on the phone, especially after this weekend where once again Donald Trump tweeted about his failure as host of Celebrity Apprentice, I think you got to ask that question, right? But what's with all the tweets?
Of course.
And he did.
Final question, unrelated subject, but I'd be derelict if I didn't ask. Why do you think the president is fixated on you? Why does he keep talking about you through his Twitter feed?
I think he's in love with me.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't know Arnold was funny.
He is funny.
Who knew?
Yeah, I did. I saw him at the Atomics concert the other night.
Nope.
We were hanging out. He said, this band is amazing. Tell Rocky he shouldn't even look at them. He's not beautiful enough to even appreciate them.
I think Rocky got that message.
I don't think he did.
The most shocking thing about that Arnold Schwarzenegger tweet from the president was that it came within minutes of the bombshell of the former president wiretapping my office during the election.
He's got a lot of thoughts. He can multitask. Right? The president is multi-layered.
But how do you go from ripping the lid off one of the greatest scandals in American history to, oh, and that dude who inherited my TV show sucks? Just crazy.
Yeah, he's got a lot of levels.
I guess so.
It's like an onion. You got to peel back the layers.
He contains multitudes.
Today's celebrity birthdays: Milana Weintraub. I never get it right.
Weintraub.
You know what we're talking about.
Yes, Weintraub. I think that's right.
Weintraub. Milana Weintraub.
Yeah.
Regardless of her name, we love her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's on This Is Us.
Yeah, she is.
And she's also the AT&T gal. Mm-hmm. And she's funny and talented, and we love her.
And does all that wonderful work for refugees. She's just an all-around really great, great person.
She's 30 years old today. Kat Von D's 35. James Vanderbeek turns 40 years old today. Freddie Prinze Jr. is 41. Lester Holt, NBC News anchor with no upper lip, is 58 years old. And Gary Numan! Atomics would do a cover of that song. Best. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All year long here in 2017, we have been sending our listeners to great cities around the world. And this time around, we're sending you to a great city within the United States called New Orleans to see Incubus and Jimmy Eat World. You win tickets to go see them at the Hollywood Bowl. Then you qualify for destination number 6 at the K-Rock Wheels Up 2017 with round trip airfare, hotel, and spending cash to see the band, both bands, one more time in New Orleans, Louisiana. We're doing it this time with a game that we like to call Listener-Oki.
Listener-Oki, Listener-Oki. That's the game we're gonna play. Listener-Oki, Listener-Oki. Come and sing and don't be lame.
Now, is this fun for the people listening, or is this torture for the people listening?
I would say it's fun. I find it fun to listen to these people.
Okay.
Is it fun to be the contestant? Probably not.
All right. Why don't we start with, let's start with Kyle in Long Beach to get us going here. He's on line 3, and he's up first on the Kevin and Bean Show. So we only have one winner this time around, right?
Right.
So we're going to either look for a favorite or do a drawing at the end, depending on how it goes.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Listener Oki is going on. What song are you going to sing by what band?
Nice to Know You by Incubus.
All right. Good choice. Here's Kyle.
I haven't felt the way I feel today in so long, it's hard for me to specify. I'm beginning to notice how much this feels like a waste.
Oh, this is the guy's show.
I got you. Goodbye.
Okay, you hold on.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Kyle. I feel like he was putting his whole heart into it.
I feel
it,
like
though.
He was just getting into it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Now I feel bad.
You should.
May have gonged him too soon.
Way to go, Rocky.
Yeah. Let's go to Lizzie, downtown L.A., line 4. Lizzie is up next.
Hey, Lizzie.
Hi.
Hi there. What band? What song?
I'm going to be singing Work by Jimmy Eat World.
All right. All right. Here's Lizzie.
All I can say, I shouldn't say, can we take a ride? Get out of this place while we still have time. You want to take a ride? Get out of this place while we still have time.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to lie. Okay. I think that's pretty impressive.
It's not bad.
Oh, I did.
I feel like Lizzie is somebody you would not be embarrassed to be in the car with as she's singing along with the radio. That was actually pretty good. Thank you, Lizzie. Let's go to line 6, Hawthorne. Jasmine is up next.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hey.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you.
What band? What song?
Incubus, and I'm going to sing Drive.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jasmine.
Sometimes I feel the fear of uncertainty stinging clear, and I can't help but ask myself how much I'll let the fear take the wheel and steer. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there.
Okay, all right. Is this Elle Golding on the phone, by the way? That was really good. Thank you, Jasmine.
Hold on.
Let's try Eric, Canoga Park, line 7.
All right. Hey, Eric.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Band and song, please.
Incubus, pardon me.
All right. Here's Eric.
All right. A decade ago, I never thought I would be 23 on the verge of spontaneous combustion. What was me? But against that, it comes with the territory, ominous landscape of never-ending calamity. I need you to hear, I need you to see that half an architect and exploding seems like
okay.
Never.
All right. That's a tough one.
All right.
That's a tough one to pick.
Yeah.
A lot of words.
Eric sang, though, didn't he?
He did.
All right. Let's try Sabrina Van Nuys. Line 2. She's next.
All right. Hey, Sabrina.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. The band and song, please.
I'm going to sing The Middle by Jimmy Eat World.
All right. Here is Sabrina.
Hey, don't write yourself off yet. It's only in your head you feel left out or look down on. Just try your best. Try everything you can. And don't you worry what they tell themselves when you're away.
Again, another listener who can actually sing.
How about that?
Wow, nice. All right, let's squeeze in a couple more real fast. Let's go to line 8. Let's get Martin on. He's in L.A.
Hey, Martin.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Band and song, please.
Incubus, Stellar.
All right. Here is Martin.
Meet me in outer space. We could spend the night. Oh, come on. That's so
come funny. On, Rocky.
Keep
give
going,
a chance.
Martin. Keep going, Martin. Keep singing.
I have lost interest. I'm so sorry.
Well, then, Martin, you and I have something in common.
Oh, Martin. mean?
One more. Let's make it Torrance's Jen. She's on line five.
I miss Bean. Rocky's a dick.
She'll be our final contestant.
Jeez.
Jen Torrance, hi.
Hi.
Hi. You just squeaked in under the wire here. What are you going to sing and blow us all away with?
I'm going to sing Sweetness by Jimmy Eat World.
All right. Here's Jen.
Are you listening? Whoa. Sing it back. Whoa. I was spinning free. Whoa. With a little sweet and simple numbing me.
Okay. Very enthusiastic. Nice.
Well done.
All right. Does anyone have a clear-cut favorite, or are we doing a drawing? What do you guys think?
I feel like whoever wins needs to take Martin, because you were awful to him.
How dare you? Martin did not bring it. Kevin, do you have a favorite?
I really like the last caller, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
I like Jen as well. Jasmine was my favorite, though, I got to be honest.
Okay. So then we're going to have to do a drawing.
All right.
Do a drawing. I'm fine with that. All right. Martin, you hang on, man. You're so close to winning these tickets. Eric,
Martin
Jasmine,
hung up, by the way.
And Lizzie. He did say he had lost interest. Kyle, let me hit the thing again. Kyle and Sabrina, they're all in the drawing, but only one will win the tickets to see both bands at the Hollywood Bowl, talking Incubus and Jimmy Eat World. Miss Allie McKay, who's our winner, please?
The winner was the last caller, Jen. Yay!
Jen! Worked out.
Awesome!
Jen, congratulations.
Thank you.
Enjoy, Martin.
Take Martin, would you? Thanks for playing the game.
Listen to Rokey, listen to Rokey. Thanks for playing our game. Listen to Rokey, listen to Rokey. You suck and we're lame.
I have a question for you guys before we move on to talk about the thing, and that is because we're just playing a Coldplay there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're 40, is it okay to have a themed birthday party like Chris Martin did this week with his Willy Wonka party?
Sure.
Yeah, it's a party. I'm going to a party on Saturday, and the theme is dress as your favorite actor or actress.
But you're 40.
Right.
And you're having a Willy Wonka party.
Bean, here's the thing. Some people continue to have fun after, say, you're six years old.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they continue at 7 years old and then 20 years old. And then just.
So it sounds like you'll allow it.
What was your drop-off year, Rocky?
Hey, listen, we got a tweet to the Kevin Amina Twitter account from Brian, Lister Brian, who says, all right, I get it. So you're holding an event on April 1st,
right.
Not falling for it. We've run into this before because we do April Foolishness, our charity comedy gig, every year. And occasionally it actually falls on April Fool's Day. We call the show April Foolishness. But rest assured, this is not a prank. This is for reals.
Or is
really?
It?
No, it's not.
Kevin, that's for real.
I'm saying it's not a prank.
Right, but is it?
But it's not.
Are you insinuating that it is by saying that it isn't?
I am not at all. I am 100% verifying that the show is real and is happening. And we just announced it this morning, Saturday, April 1st.
But isn't that what you would say if you wanted to really sell an April Fool's joke?
Again, maybe. But that's not what's happening here. What's happening here is the show is real, and we want people to buy tickets through AXS.com when they go on sale Monday at noon. Kevin, you have the lineup on this year's show, please.
I do. I have Bill Burr.
Oh.
Worth seeing by himself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Angela Johnson.
Very funny.
David Koechner.
Ooh.
Love him. Jimmy Pardo. Love.
Great.
Adam Ray.
Love it.
Jonah Ray.
Love it.
Taylor Ray.
I think it's Taylor Williamson.
Taylor Williamson.
Yeah.
Right. Tickets go on sale Monday at noon, like Bean said, at AXS.com. Ticket prices are very reasonable. We do have a VIP section up front. Mm-hmm. This year it's called the Bigly section.
All right. Well, we are making America funny again.
Mm-hmm. Right. And those tickets are $99. Those are the most expensive tickets that you can buy. And that comes with premier seating, VIP parking, and a one-hour pre-party with Kevin Abean Show. So
oh,
that's
that
pretty
sounds
cool.
Like fun.
And then
okay.
everything else is less than that. Every other ticket price is less than that, which is really good. And the least expensive ticket is $25.
I am not offended.
To see this show.
Excellent.
So that's pretty cool.
I don't know that you could see any of these comedians by themselves headlining a club for $25. By the way.
And proceeds from April Foolishness will be donated to Fisher House and Cedars-Sinai NICU.
I think that's important to bring up because not only do two great charities benefit from this, all of these comics do this just for the charity. They're not getting paid. They're doing this out of the kindness of their own hearts.
But at least it's not a weekend night when they could be making big money.
Huge money, right.
Right.
No, it's a lot of fun every year. It's one of our favorite nights of the year, and we couldn't be prouder of this year's lineup. And we love so many of these people so much. Bill Burr being on the bill. Angela Johnson, we can't wait. We've never had her on an April Foolishness before, by the way, so we're really excited about that. This is going to be Jimmy Pardo's first April Foolishness. Dave Koechner's on the bill this year. The great Adam Ray is returning. Jonah Ray, who we love so much, is on the bill. And our friend Taylor Williamson. So it's a great lineup. Get all the details at krock.com. Tickets on sale Monday at noon. Hope you will join us for this year's Kevin and Bean April.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, LA and OC's alternative rock. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:36.
Rob is here with our final look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday morning, and he has assured us that it is going to be an atomics-free Showbiz report.
I made no such promise.
I heard we had talked about it for 20 hours today already, and then we were going to move on and do other things here, is what I've been told.
Hey Rocky, thanks for guaranteeing this entire showbiz is going to be about that.
That's right.
Right? You're the worst.
Listen, Rock, you don't know. First of all, you don't deserve the atomics. So I probably shouldn't talk about them because you have no business looking at them, listening to them, hearing about them. You should just steer clear and don't taint them.
Ralph came in first thing this morning excited about a surf rock band that he had discovered with a bunch of siblings in it. And it was a mention, but then it became an obsession. And now that's all we've heard about.
Lucky Blue, first of all, the story started with Lucky Blue.
Right.
My role model.
He has an unusual name, but that doesn't make him a good guy or an interesting person.
It makes him an Adonis. Makes him a god.
He is a dick.
He is not. He is to be worshipped. He's an 18-year-old male supermodel named Lucky Blue.
He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS.
Not. And he's got a girlfriend who's a 26-year-old supermodel. What 18-year-old do you know that's pulling down 26-year-old supermodels?
Doesn't he always call people Bubba?
Let's all play something. That makes for good radio.
All right, you go first, Kevin.
A little less douching around, a little more listening.
Doesn't he always call people Bubba? I'm glad we got that twice.
Okay, yeah. Now you.
He is a solid, solid person.
So it wasn't enough that he's all those things. Then I discovered he's also a drummer for a surf rock band that's fronted by his three spectacularly looking, good-looking model sisters. And together they are
certainly entertaining.
They are the Atomics. And they crush it. And they are probably atomic physicians.
What?
That's probably why they got the name the Atomics. They probably know a lot about nuclear fission. And atomic theory and things, I'm guessing.
But you started with the fact that they're models.
They're probably also geniuses. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I got you.
They cross the board. They win on every level.
Right.
Again, I make the comparison to Buckaroo Banzai, who was not only a super genius scientist, but he was also a rock star and a crime fighter. And I get the same sense about Lucky Blue.
Sure.
Because my name is Lucky Blue, you better bring it.
Right.
Anyway. Should we play a little Atomics?
I think
people need to know
exactly
what we're talking about. Don't mess around. That's not the Atomics.
Are you serious? My God. About the Atomics? I don't care.
You know, and someday when everybody goes, oh, the Atomics are playing at the Staples Center, you say, I knew about the Atomics way before anybody, man.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be it.
He also wrote a book.
Right? Stay Golden.
Oh, my God.
Ralph's already pre-ordered it on Amazon.
You got to pick it up today. Get your copy.
Come on.
Is it called Stay Golden for real?
It is.
I feel like you and
Lucky Blue.
You and Rodney are probably on the same team loving the Atomics. I mean, it seems like the kind of band he would like and play on his show.
Well, he's got great taste. I'm not sure who this is you're talking about, this Rodney person, but he sounds like he's got excellent taste. Mm. But let me give away something.
An evening with the Atomics.
I wish. I wouldn't give that away. I'd keep that. All week long I've been talking about Paley Fest. Paley Fest is one of my favorite times of the year. It's where the Paley Center for Media, previously known as the Museum of Television and Radio, they put together a couple weeks of amazing evenings with your favorite TV shows. You get to meet the cast and creative teams behind your favorite TV shows. And every year, it's such an impressive lineup They get the best of what's on television and allow fans to get close and ask questions and spend an evening with their favorite TV shows. It's really
not just
cool.
Like a cameraman, you know, and a couple other people.
No, you're talking
work.
About the creators,
right.
Yeah. The writers, the directors, the producers, and then on top of it, the cast of your favorite TV shows. You can go to paleyfest.org for full details, but it's an amazing lineup this year, and every year they're kind enough to give us tickets to give away. Yesterday we gave away the CW Superheroes and Aliens lineup. James Corden's coming up. Grey's Anatomy is coming up. But I gotta think that this is probably the hottest ticket for the whole Paley Fest. And by the way, if you want to get on board, you really should join, become a member of the Paley Center, because then you can get early purchasing for these tickets for Paley Fest every year. And they always sold out. I'm sure this is well sold out. But is there a hotter TV show right now in terms of like a freshman show, a brand new show on television than This Is Us on NBC?
It's one of the best shows ever to be on television.
It's a smash hit. Everyone is talking about it. Allie is over the moon.
It's my favorite show.
And they are doing an evening with This Is Us on March 18th at the Paley Fest 2017 at the Dolby Theater at Hollywood and Highland. So if you'd like to go to see This Is Us in person with the cast and creative team, I'm going to ask a little trivia question because I don't want to give it just to anybody. I want to give it to somebody who really will appreciate it. Not only will the stars be there, of course, Mandy Moore and Milo Ventimiglia and all the others. Sterling K. Brown, I think, will also be there. But Dan Fogelman, who created This Is Us, what a pedigree this guy has. Also created Pitch, by the way. One of our other favorite shows over there on Fox. Gallivant on ABC, very funny musical that they did, created that. He's done a ton of movies as well, like Last Vegas with Michael Douglas that I loved. Crazy Stupid Love. And if that wasn't enough, he also did a Disney princess movie, a Disney princess movie. So if you know the name of the Disney princess movie that he wrote, give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067.
You can't
give us a call right now and tell me what Disney princess movie Dan Fogelman wrote before he created This Is Us. So I'm sure he'll be there at the evening with as well. Only one pair of tickets, because this is very unique. So one pair of tickets, first person through with the right answer. We'll get those tickets.
By the way, our telephones have been working for 2 hours now, you guys.
Two hours in a row. It's a record.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
We need one of those signs like this long since an injury, like they have in factories, you know, this many days, this many hours since
just the hours,
our phones work.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez is a serious career woman on this International Women's Day. She told Cindy Adams in the New York Post that she always works hard but wants to do more. She's been a recording artist, a live performer. No, I'm serious. Movies, television.
Agreed.
What more could she do?
Well, she's a New York City cop, for starters, on top of all of that.
First of all, you don't know, man.
Isn't she?
Shades of Blue is awesome.
And she and plays Beck, a cop, believably, you claim.
It's not for you, Rocky.
That's right, Rock. You don't get to appreciate it.
Bean's nickname when he was a kid was Rocky. Just found that out today.
Wasn't, by the way. There's no way that's true.
Right?
Right.
It wasn't even when I was a kid. It was when I was an infant.
Who nicknames an infant?
Well?
Well, it's not enough of a novelty to have a baby. You had to come up with a clever nickname.
It wasn't me. I had nothing to do with it.
You did, I'm sure, somehow. You ruined it. you ruined your own childhood.
We need to talk to Baby Bean tomorrow about his nickname.
There's already a Rocky Baxter on Twitter, by the way.
Yep.
Yeah, he does good work.
Jennifer Lopez believes that growing and doing more, exploring, keeps you alive. She said that's why she can't stop pressing the envelope. She's got a dance show, I think, coming up, too, that she is either producing or hosting, or a dance competition show that's going to be on television. Just crazy. I mean, what more could she do? It seems like she's got... Oh, we already did that. Yeah! And, Allie, I thought of you on this International Women's Day.
Thank you.
Largely because you're a woman.
Thank you.
But also because you have complained about this before, and I think you need this.
Okay.
It's an app for your phone.
All right.
Called Woman Interrupted. And it uses your smartphone's microphone to analyze your conversations and track how many times men interrupt women in a given conversation.
Is it called, actually? Please tell me.
No, it's called Women Interrupted.
That's how I started listening. The story by saying this app is called Women Interrupted.
Typical woman.
God damn it. This is why you need to be interrupted, because you don't pay attention.
Right?
Okay, can I get it now? Is it available now?
There's a simple calibration where the app will learn your own voice and then make its tracking more accurate. But you turn it on during a conversation with a man, and you can find out how many times the man interrupts you.
That's funny.
Shut up!
Okay. See, because...
See what I did there? Do we have an answer to my trivia question?
We do, as a matter of fact.
Sylvia! Sylvia?
Yes?
Dan Fogelman, creator of This Is Us, also wrote the screenplay for a very popular Disney princess movie. What movie was that?
Tangled.
Tangled is correct. Congratulations. Hold on. We're going to give you all the details, but you're going to spend the evening with the cast and creative team behind This Is Us. Are you a fan of that show?
I am.
Outstanding. Well, hold on. We're going to give you all the details, but you get to go.
Super. Thanks so much. I love it.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Sylvia. Today's celebrity birthdays. Milana Weintraub is 30 years old today. Love her. She's on This Is Us.
Yeah,
maybe
she is.
She'll be there at the evening with at the Paley Fest.
She's the best.
Kat Von D is 35 years old today. James Vanderbeek is 40. Freddie Prinze Jr. is 41 years old today. Lester Holt is 58. I got him a gift. I got him a lip.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where do you buy that?
Lips R Us.
I see.
They're more expensive, but lips doesn't have the same same selection.
Same quality?
Yeah. Gary Numan! Legendary 80s star Gary Numan is 59 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. This afternoon at 5 p.m., you get a commercial-free hour here on the world-famous K-Rock. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We've got your Incubus and Jimmy Eat World tickets. We've got Jim Rome talking sports like we do on Thursdays. We also talk to Dr. Drew on Thursdays and a brand-new internet roundup tomorrow morning.